हाय यू अमेजिंग अमेजिंग ऑसम पीपल, मेरे आवाज की दुनिया के सारे दोस्तों को सुप्रभात। वेलकम बैक टू माय पॉडकास्ट। टुडे आई विल बी शेयरिंग समथिंग आई हैव रियलाइज्ड ऑन रिलेशनशिप्स, एंड आई थिंक सही टाइम भी है ना, बिकॉज वैलेंटाइंस वीक इज गोइंग ऑन। आई डोंट नो व्हिच डे इट इज टुडे ऑन व्हिच आई एम रिकॉर्डिंग, यार सिंगल लोगों को खबर ही नहीं है। बट एनी हू, विद माय नल एंड वॉइड एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ लव रिलेशनशिप्स, आई स्टिल शेयर समथिंग ओवर लूजिंग फ्रेंड्स इन अ पॉजिटिव लाइट, एंड आई होप यू कैन रिलेट इफ यू एवर हैड अ फॉल आउट फ्रॉम अ गुड फ्रेंडशिप और इवन अ लव इंटरेस्ट, सिंस आई थिंक माई परस्पेक्टिव गोज विद बोथ। सो विदाउट फर्दर अडू लेट्स बिगिन। I always wanted to say this phrase without further ado, like those beauty bloggers do.
Sunbeaming into your life.
So there was a time in my life where I had things to hide from people, probably because I was ashamed, and I'm not anymore, but at that time I used to be a different person. Laughter, joy, pride were foreign words to me, honestly. I mean, I only laughed at one or yes, two. Actually, two occasions particularly. First, on some evenings when I sat watching the episodes of Friends. And second, with that friend I met at the coaching institute. Let's give her a name. Let's call her Mango, okay? Yeah. So, Mango was a stranger who knew nothing about my life or my past. And I found freedom to be myself with her. I laughed a lot, she laughed a lot, and we became friends. I still hid my reality from her. She was like an escape on a friendship island, and we lost ourselves in the adventure where I found myself again, and where she too pulled out of a dark and depressing phase of her life. You see, this friendship was benefiting both of us in a way, and it started to mean so much for me. At this point, I'll only speak for myself. That friendship meant so much for me. I don't know about her, but I was so invested in that, I came clean. I told her my truth, what I was hiding, and she accepted me. I appreciated that, and everything was heaven again. We hung out, we had fun, posted pictures, and wrote long-ass captions pouring our hearts out. And then the most cursed year of 2020 saw us falling out of that bond, and it hurt. It hurt so much. I talked to my friends to let it all out. Listen, mind me, this is the simplest summarized way I could have told this story in this podcast, because ranting out is not the point here. It's been almost a year, and being an adult, getting over something so precious, I have realized something really big. But before sharing that, I'd like you to not to jump at conclusions and not speculate whose fault it was or judge either of us. Me or Mango, it's over. I hope we're clear with that. So now, the main thing I wanted to convey through this podcast is that relationships in general are never an end. Whether you take into account friendships or love interests, whatever, a relationship is never an end, but a means to understand life and yourself deeper. People come and go, but the most important thing is they become a stepping stone. A means, like I said, and you're constantly evolving and growing. और मुझे लगता है हर relationship का ना एक motive होता है to fulfill. या कह सकते हैं it has a divine purpose. And that's why I think every bond you create on this earth with humans or with pets even, with every being, each relationship is sacred. So often when we are hurt, we remember people for what they've done to us rather than the good moments we have lived with them. Even if we are not at fault for a breakup, I like to think I didn't stumble upon a random person but knew he. There's always a reason hidden behind whatever we do or whoever we meet. Like I said, they aren't obstacles, but stepping stones, or you can say signposts, to give new directions in life and lead us on a new path somewhere. So I guess that was my friendship with Mango. Our purpose was served at that point of time. And although I wanted for us to share more years of our life together, but when does life give us everything we want, right? Especially when we have no control over things or other people. But I feel when we deeply love someone, or we genuinely gave every bit into a relationship, no matter how traumatic it might be, it will only lead you to greater heights. In love, we will only make better choices, be considerate and understanding, and everything will become a beautiful guide if you were true to your partner and yourself. You'll see a happier sight ahead of you, and when you look back, you'll only thank that experience you've had or that person. So yeah, you let go and you learn to be happy. And when you're really happy inside, na, you would want from the depths of your heart the same happiness for that person. Not that aisa karke aap kuch mahaan kaam kar rahe ho or you're trying to be a great person to just feed your pride. It's just that aapne kuch cheeze realize kar li hoti hai itni dur aake. And that you're the only sole creator of your own happiness. And that person is off the hook now. Bhale you were the one treating that person badly or you were being treated badly in any which way. You were blaming him or her throughout. And kya pata wo bhi kahin na kahin kuch suffer kar raha ho. Not that we want, but yeah, ho sakta hai. But that person is not the part of your life anymore. You have the control to choose joy for yourself. And when you learn to find joy, with all the sincerity, you'll pray and wish the best for that person and move on. And when I say move on, it doesn't mean rebound or you keep hopping from one person to another. Here, move on se mera matlab hai to live your life in the best way possible with gratitude and wisdom, to see people for who they are, to see relationships for their purpose and each bad experience for what it taught you.
Sunbeaming into your life.
So yeah, in this process where you outgrow people and old habits, you're becoming and you're learning, and the person you're meant to become will cost you relationships, friendships, and sacrifices. Let go of grudges, the heaviness of blaming someone, or waiting for closures. It's time to stop feeling sorry for yourself and treat what has happened as a gift. It takes a very strong individual to sit with themselves, calm their storms and heal all of their issues without trying to bring someone else into that chaos. Your journey into self-love is just that. Choose yourself, respect yourself, decide to transform your heart so that it can reach out to other beings and help them. Come on, give yourself some credit, stand proud and spread your light and love. And yeah, kal Valentine's Day hai, so open a new chapter of love for yourself. Begin with you, go treat yourself. All the singles listening to me right now, go treat yourself, okay? And to those who are happy in love, I wish God protect your joy. This is for everyone. Let life and people serve their purpose. You'll be okay. You'll be really okay. And if you're not okay, it's okay. You'll be okay. And oh, I'm okay. Thank you for sending in your wishes. I'm recovered now, fully, perfectly fine. I feel so blessed that you guys actually choose to listen to me. It's the best feeling in the world if someone wants to listen to you, if you have something to share. And I feel super grateful. Thank you for being so kind to me. I'm deeply grateful for all of you, more than I could ever express. Lots of love. Take care. See you.